Hey, it's Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper, and I got an email, which I think is a topic worth discussing. Let me read it to you. It says, "Hey, David, I'm enjoying Build a Big Podcast and also your book. When I'm done adding music and intro, but prior to uploading to Libsyn, which is his podcast host, what settings should I use for any post-production compression to reduce file size to whatever is optimal for podcast downloads while losing the least possible fidelity?" So basically what he's saying is this: how do we make a big file smaller without sounding like an old AM radio or two tin cans in a string where it sounds like, where people can actually understand you and you sound semi-professional? Here's what I do, and this is what has been done with this file, and I'm going to give you the exact settings. I record in Audacity. And right now I'm recording straight into my computer using a USB mic called ATR2100. It is by Audio Technica, available at Amazon for about $70. So this is not a fancy setup that I'm recording this episode with. If you want to hear a fancier mic, go to the previous episode. I've got two fancier mics on there, the BP40, also by Audio Technica, and the RE20 by ElectroVoice, both of those about $350. They are standard broadcast mics. This is a cheap mic, $70, straight into your computer. It doesn't get much easier than this. It sounds pretty good, even with a compression. And to get the compression, after I've recorded into Audacity, I take it to a program called Auphonic, which is A-U-P-H-O-N-I-C. Auphonic.com is where you can find that. And I compress everything as small as possible, which is MP3. That's the format of the file. The bit rate, this one is 48 kilobits, and it needs to be in mono with just a voice, even if you've got music. People are probably not listening to your talk podcast for the music. Don't worry about stereo. I mean, the headphones that we listen to, car speakers, they do not capture a full frequency range anyway. And I work with a lot of musicians, a lot of people in the entertainment industry, and they say, "I want the audio to be the clearest, most vibrant it can be. Therefore, I use 320 kilobits stereo." That is a big ass file. And if you are paying for space, meaning hard drive space to store your MP3 files or whatever you send your podcast out on, 320 kilobits is going to be a lot. It doesn't need to be stereo, because when it's stereo, it's two of those, so it's like 640 kilobits. And let's say, just for math, that I go for 64 kilobits, well, that's 10% of the size. You could put up 10 hours of audio for the same price the other guy can store just 1 hour. And 48 kilobits, well, that drops it down by another quarter. So 48 kilobits mono is what I recommend. If you like the way this sounds, that's what this is. You can set it up in Auphonic. Just tell it MP3, 48 kilobits mono. That's all you need. Auphonic does the rest. The loudness, because this is a pretty loud file, and the reason I do that is because people are listening in headphones in cars where there's noise around them. Loudness target, minus 16 lufs. That's all you need to know. You don't need to be an audio engineer. I am not. Obviously, if you heard the last episode when engineer Stephanie was talking about the different mics and popper stoppers and comparing those, she knows a whole lot more. When I need something like that, I go to her. But when I need to get a podcast out like this, telling you the size of your file, this is what I do. Now, you may not think it matters. You'd be like, "Oh, hell, why not? We got the space. Why not fill it up?" It does matter. Because podcasts, not only are they consumed via mobile phone, they are downloaded via mobile phone, especially if you have an international audience. When somebody's out in the middle of nowhere and all he's got is mobile reception, not Wi-Fi, you want to make that podcast as small as possible, as quick as possible for somebody to download. So do your listeners a solid. 48 kilobits mono, that is the way to go. If you've got any questions, you can reach out to me, and the way to do that is bigpodcast.com. If you want more tips, tricks, strategies to grow your podcast audience, attract the people that you want to attract, and make more money with your podcast, make sure you don't miss an episode. If you've got an Android, an iPhone, those mobile devices that we're talking about, I got you hooked up there. If you want to do an RSS subscription, I've got that too. One-click subscription at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. While you are there, sign up for my toolkit that is free right now. All sorts of things in there for you. Music release forms, episode templates, social media templates. It's all there. It's all free for you at bigpodcast.com. Sign up for it now, and I will see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.